So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
There's the holdup with the budget again due on March 31st. You guys, are going back this week to Albany. Where do we stand on the budget?
Well, I can give you what's reported as the budget issues. It is a secret process. It's irrespective of what you hear and what you see. There are three people in the room and their staffs. We had heard originally that the Senate staff just walked out because they didn't like to hear what the governor's staff was saying. So, number one, it's staff-driven more than anything. But more than that, number two, I can give you what is reported as the issues, which are really interesting because the biggest issue in the last election, one of the biggest issues that I hear from constituents and that I read is the one-party rule ignoring victims and pushing for defendants. So one-party rule seems to ignore the three branches of government. We do have an executive, a legislative, and judicial. But it just seems that the legislative branch is ignoring the judicial and executive and feel that they are the only branch that needs to be consulted. And with that being said, the budget issues that are reported are, number one, the main issue is judicial discretion. Our governor wants to amend the bail reform to include a dangerousness factor for judges to consider when they are addressing bail. And this seems to be a non-starter with those that want no accountability for defendants and ignoring all the victims. So number one, it's judicial discretion. Number two, along with that, there's some criminal justice changes that are being requested. And what they're real simple, more time for prosecutors to respond to discovery demands. When they did the criminal justice changes, they put such a short window on discovery that it has led to many cases being dismissed because of the time constraints, not because of lack of desire to provide the pertinent information. So there is a move, and it is being pushed by the district attorneys, to increase the time period that they have to respond to discovery claims or their obligatory items that they must give to the defense. So what this has done is it has created a situation where when you read, oh, there's so many people are arrested and there's no facts and they have to dismiss them. That is a false narrative. It's because of the time constraints. Number two, there's a proposal to have a period of time for the defense to request documents they do not feel they've received. So all that these changes are doing is just trying to put some more fairness in the discovery proceedings, never saying that there should not have been some adjustments to bail, never saying that there should not have been some adjustments to the criminal justice reform. But now that they're there and we've seen the results, well, we need to move forward. But it seems that there is no appetite for discussion on these issues. When they were put in place, there was no consulting with sheriffs, police, district attorneys, defense attorneys, legislators. This was done by the far left. Their motto is nobody in jail any longer. And what really we have to listen to is this all stems from Rikers, which is a nightmare. There's been plans to close Rikers and put community jails, but those same individuals want nobody in jail. That's it. They want to close all jails. They just want, there's more empathy for defendants and criminals than there is for victims. There's no consideration for victims. When you look at the last election, the governor's race had the closest, other than when Pataki was there, the closest competitive race we've seen in ages. And why? The governor's office was focusing on issues that weren't prime issues. The prime issue concerning citizens and their communities is crime. But one-party rule refuses to acknowledge the fact. Statistics have shown that crime has increased, that people are concerned. But what is the answer? They claim it's all a false narrative, that crime is down, that if you don't arrest or put someone in jail, they're going to become a good person. Well, I think reasonable people realize that is not the case. So what we have is we have a situation that, and really, the budget should be just fiscal items. The Constitution says that. But when they try and negotiate policy in a budget, it creates issues that should not be there. We should have had a budget in place and then fight for these issues in daylight so people can see what's happening. But they seem to want to do this behind closed doors, in the dark, so that the average citizen does not have any idea or understanding of what is really happening. And so we've lost all transparency. Let's go to the numbers. $232 billion budget proposal. Greater than the states of Florida and Texas combined. And what are they doing? They're looking for ways to create revenue streams to support their bloated budget. The comptroller has come out many times, Tom DiNapoli, on the unsustainability of the budget requests. And within that budget, there is very little daylight and there's very little accountability. So that's a quick nutshell, but I'm here for more questions or direction from you.
You know, you talk about bringing in more money. I want to get back to bail reform, too, but you talk about bringing in more money. It doesn't look like anywhere in Albany, the governor or Senate or Assembly want to address the fact that, you know, people are leaving the state on a regular basis. So far this year, already 10,000 people have left. It kind of seems absurd that we're spending more money on a budget when we're losing people on a daily basis in the state.
Well, the latest poll shows 26% of New Yorkers claim they will leave within 5 years. And you know who's leaving? It's those that pay the most in taxes. We are out of 50 states, we are either 49th or 50th in every negative category. And that just goes on deaf ears and blind eyes. Nobody will address the fact of lack of transparency, lack of accountability. Now, let's go to one other issue that deals with the budget. They claim that we have approximately a $60 billion debt. That's the debt that New York State has. But you know what it doesn't show? There's also the authority for authorities to incur debt. Authorities like the Power Authority, the Thruway Authority, and every other authority that the state has. Those debts are approximately $260 billion. So what New York has is approximately a $320 billion debt that our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren are going to have to pay. And what is the answer? Let's just keep raising ways of revenue, raising cigarette taxes, a dollar a pack. Now, that's purposely is to two things, raise money and force people not to smoke. So, again, it's a reach. One of the other issues is the housing that seems to be in controversy. And the bottom line of what's the most controversy is the proposal is to eliminate local control over their jurisdictions and give Albany the ability to override local zoning. The other issue is increasing charter schools. And it's really funny because it seems that the minorities want charter schools, okay, because they feel their children are going to get a better education. Now, I'm just giving facts from what I read. I'm not giving how I personally feel unless we're talking about the bail. And you said you wanted to go back to the bail.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are surprised for the second year in a row, bail is brought up. And it does seem to be, as you mentioned, it seems to be a lot of infighting with the governor and those that are on the far left of the Democrat Party. I also thought it was interesting that former Governor Andrew Cuomo, who kind of started all this bail reform, has now chimed in and said, you know, crime is out of control in New York State. I mean, is it the belief of some in Albany that crime isn't on the rise?
Well, that's what they're saying, that crime is down. People are not in jail. People are doing more. Let's take New York City. All of the bodega owners are hiring private security because of the shoplifting. And the police say there's not a thing they can do. They just, you know, it's a revolving door. Okay, so all of this comes to the point of, why can't we sit down and have a discussion? But if there's anything in bail in the budget, we have one of the pushers of it, okay, one of the assembly members, who's on her second hunger strike, okay? Now, let's not kid each other, okay? A hunger strike, that's childish. You got to be able to sit down. I have been pushing for some focus on domestic violence issues. As a retired judge and one who was the domestic violence judge for 10 years, I could understand dangerousness for victims. And the majority of the victims are women. And you know what I find interesting? They scream about women's rights. The far, far left is screaming about protections, about their bodies. But when it comes to protecting them, because it has to do with the bail reform, what do? They're denying it. They won't discuss it. So they speak out of both sides of their mouth. It's about what is popular today. And let's not kid each other. Had there been the ability to put dangerousness on a bail, that young mother in Buffalo would not be dead today. She begged the judge, "Your Honor, he's gonna kill me." He had been arrested numerous times. This was the day before the incident, and she went and she begged, and the judge said, "It doesn't qualify. I cannot look at dangerousness. The crime doesn't." What does he do the next day as she's driving her young children to school? Pulls in front of her, blocks her car, gets out, takes a shotgun, and blows her head off in front of the kids in the car. Now, if they had just the dangerousness or even the ability to hold this person for a short period of time, that woman would have been alive today. So don't tell me that we don't need to look at this. Don't ever tell me that crime is down, okay? I'm not out here as a fear monger. What I'm doing is using statistics. But when you have someone who says, "I'm going on a hunger strike because I don't even want to discuss it," someone who I've approached and a female member of the majority approach to sit down and have a discussion strictly on the narrow scope of domestic violence, absolute refusal to look at any documents. I have a 5-page outline on all of the domestic violence movements, programs, won't even look at it. So you tell me where the problem is. Okay. Now, I want to pull back. I want to go into one thing which is very, very disturbing. The Wall Street Journal, who is a little left-leaning, did a study. And they had a poll, and the poll was a survey that was done March 1st to the 13th of 2023, very recent, over 1,000 adults surveyed. And it was comparing 1998 to 2023. Patriotism in 1998 was at 70%. It's down to 38%. Religion was at 62%. It's down to 39%. Having children was at 59%. It's down to 30%. Community involvement was at 47, and it's down to 27. The only category that people went up that they were concerned is the economy and money, and that's gone up from 31 to 43%. So all of the principles that our country was founded on, all of the principles that our founding fathers put into the development of this country, we're losing. And who are we losing them to? And I'm not afraid to say this, the American Socialist Party. And that who has taken over New York State, they've taken over California. Okay? And this is not us versus the poor. It's not us versus helping individuals. What this is the reality of what is occurring. And you just said it, the outmigration of New York State, the highest taxes in the nation. We have less people. And yet we have bigger expenses. Property taxes are outrageous. So we need people to recognize and realize there is an issue. Now, I'm not trying to say it should be us against them, and I don't mean who they are. I'm just using that as an analogy. But what I think it is saying is, people, we need to start pushing for common sense discussion. We've tried it one way. We pushed it the other way. Now it's time to come back to a little bit more towards the middle to accomplish the goal. You know, included in this was raise the age. Raise the age is where they raised the age of criminal responsibility from 16 to 18. I'm sorry. So 16 and 17-year-olds are now treated as juveniles and youth. They go to family court. But here's what happens. They don't get to court. The probation department does what's called adjudicated the case. They've not given any additional funds to probation, which now becomes an unfunded mandate on counties. We do not have a juvenile detention facility in Niagara County. The closest is Buffalo, and that is at capacity. Our sheriffs sometimes have to drive as far as the outskirts of New York City for a juvenile facility. But the problem is they leave their probation office and they laugh. Had we been discussed as retired judges, to incorporate a juvenile part of criminal court with a judge that would be able to monitor these kids and be a local parenti, give them the ability to understand someone cares about them. Do them one at a time in a courtroom. Make them come back. Talk to them about school. They laugh at probation, but they're not going to laugh as much at a judge. So we've tried it. Let's modify it. But we can't even get to the table.
Mm. Yeah, do you think the governor will finally give in, or do you think the members of the Democrat Party who are holding this up will give in when it comes to bail reform?
Well, I think, number one, she has to realize, our governor has to realize, and I'm sure she does, there's three branches of government, as I said in the beginning. Okay? They played her for a fool with her Supreme Court nominee, okay, for the wrong reasons. So now she gave in. She gave them a liberal who now they're complaining about because he was so liberal, he released a convicted rapist to the amazement of the woman who was raped. Okay? Because we're going in the wrong direction. There is no responsibility for consequences of our actions any longer. And if New York State doesn't open their eyes, if the citizens don't realize that we have to be a little more vigilant in what we see and what we hear, we're going to have a problem. And that 26% that claim they're going to leave, that's going to go higher. And who's leaving? Those with the money. So we are at a crossroads, and they're using the budget narrative. So my belief is that Governor Kathy Hochul is strong enough to assert her authority as the executive branch on issues that are important to the state. And quite frankly, as long as we do extenders so that our hardworking state employees, approximately 70,000 of them overall, get paid. Now, who's this going to hurt? It's going to hurt the school districts. It's going to hurt our cities. It's going to hurt our towns. And what's holding it up? Non-monetary issues that should be, again, I'm being repetitive, taken out of the budget discussions, put in the light of day, and let the people see what their representatives are saying and what they're voting, because that may be open the eyes. But when you do it under the cover of darkness, people are left without any understanding.
Assemblyman Angela Marinello, I have a feeling this won't be the last time we talk about the 2023 budget, but I thank you so much for taking some time out of your Sunday.
I appreciate the opportunity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.